Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Hello, people who don't have the attention span for LeVar Burton Reads. Your friendly, authoritative voice, alone in this government facility. Remember when they were working on a whole thing to rescue Arnie? Oh my gosh. After hearing him enough on the podcast, did they have second thoughts? Did that problem just solve itself? Toxic masculinity comes through again. Hey, guess what's coming up? Yes, the heat death of your yellow sun. But sooner than that is the 5-year anniversary of Hello from the Magic Tavern. If you've got a favorite memory, or piece of art, or shout-out to a generally unthanked framing device you'd like to share, use hashtag 5YearsInFoon. And if you want to add the little single-tier emoji afterwards to indicate just how long that's felt like, well, that's up to you. And now, sit back, grease up those imagination neurons, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical
land
of
the Magic Cavern right now.
Oh, sorry. Yes, that's right.
Hello from the Deep Dank Cavern.
Hello from the Dark Dank Cavern.
Dark Dank?
Yeah. We've been following the map. There's been a little... Look, there's
Speaking
a lot of...
Dark Dank, I suddenly want to pitch you an idea I had.
Okay.
So I thought, sometimes, you know, when you scratch your back, mm-hmm. you can't reach it?
Yeah.
What if you...
I got a lot of back, so I get it. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of back, so I get it.
Oh, good, good. What if we put little thumbtacks on rats and they screw it up and down your back and scratch your back for you?
Sounds gross, but I'm into it.
500 gold pieces.
I don't deal with a lot of money. I'm kind of an artist.
I just thought if we're in a dark tank that I might start pitching you something. Go ahead.
Sure.
This isn't really the most opportune time.
We're
about to approach the beer, and upon the beer, there is a pedestal where the artifact should be. Mm-hmm. So let's focus on the task at hand.
That's true, but I do need to do just a wee bit of... I want a podcast, because right we're like, people want to hear... If it's in between episodes and we like accomplish something big, it just won't be... People will be really frustrated. So, listeners, blah, blah, blah. I'm in a magical land. I've got a magical sword through me. We're trying to fight the Dark Lord. The Dark Lord has figured out a way to cheat the true death, but if we can gather the artifacts before he does...
Blah, 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 blah.
Then we can defeat him. Basically, we need to collect these artifacts. And mm-hmm. I know what you're thinking, listener. We're going to take like months and months to get these artifacts, sort of like this explanation is taking so long. But we are actually in the cave that was on the map, and we are steps away from where we're going to get this artifact. Did I miss anything in there, Usador?
No. We didn't need any of that.
Can you also, I'm so sorry, Usador, can you kind of narrate your actions so that the listener knows, like, what we're doing to get this?
Yeah, narrate your actions and I'll do color commentary.
Okay, on top of the pedestal, there is a stone puzzle. and I know not how to open it, so I'm looking around for any clues.
Oh, you gotta love the used "no, not."
Oh, yeah. Am I color on the color? What am I in this?
Well, we got blue wizard, so that's the color commentary there. Okay. You're sort of a pinkish salmon.
Polo.
There are many sconces on the wall, and they're unlit, so I'm going to take my torch and light these four sconces and see if the stone puzzle opens.
Oh, this is...
That was it.
This is amazing. Normally, I don't play these kind of games, so I'm not...
This is not... It's empty.
What?
What the fuck?
It's empty. There's nothing inside.
Oh, that's...
Nope, so, there's a piece of paper. Maybe it's the next clue.
What did it say?
It says, I've beat you here.
Duh.
D.L.
D.L. Who could that... D.L. Hughley.
Hughley?
Hughley? I don't know. I had a sword through me.
Oh, boy.
Great. So, we're trying to beat the Dark Lord to get these artifacts. He got this one.
That's who D.L. is.
Yeah. Yeah, he got this one.
Nerds. But
that's okay. I'm more disappointed in what that means for this episode. I feel like this episode is a fucking wash now.
Yeah, we're going to spend 50 minutes describing the artifact.
The artifact and what we've learned from the artifact. But that's okay. We honestly, as I understand it, we don't really have to get all the artifacts. We just have to keep the Dark Lord from getting all the artifacts, right?
That's right.
And there's three?
There are three.
And he has one.
He has at least one.
I mean, look, he might have all of them. He might have all of them.
You're not helping. That's not helping.
Okay, anyway, let's just... I can't believe... We got out of that forest, and we trekked through this little desert to get to this cave for nothing.
Look, let's all just get on the flying carpet and go back to the entrance of the cave.
Can I just say, luckily, and you said it, Arnie, luckily that this desert is called the Little Desert.
Yeah.
It's an 8x8 grid with sand.
Yeah.
In the middle of a field.
Yeah.
So, you know, at least we weren't like, you know... thirsty or seeing oasis or whatever that
it's
is.
It is weird, like, why, how does that happen to an area? Like,
I don't know. Well, speaking of something I just brought up, seeing an oasis, would you rather see an oasis or would you rather see like a blur?
You know what, I've gotta say,
there's sort of two camps in this.
Like, on its surface I feel like an oasis sounds more appealing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more familiar with seeing a blur, so I'm going to go with that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, here we are back in the little desert, and we should be out of it in just a few...
Whoa!
Time to die.
Oh, what? Shit.
Which one of you three is the foul cur that dishonored the fair Lady Maribel? Which one of you indeed?
Arnie, it's Arnie. What did you do?
I didn't do shit.
Kill him.
You know guys know me. I barely do anything.
You with the sword in your belly.
I do have a sword in my belly, yeah.
Did I put it there?
No. Unless, hold on. Are you a necromancer?
No, I am a knight. Sir Gulthar the Faceblind.
Sir Gulthar?
Sir Gulthar the Faceblind.
Sir Gulthar.
Sir Gulthar, you stand here before the wizard Usador, and I swear to thee that neither of my compatriots has dishonored the lady which you mention.
Very well, I... apologize for my accusation.
No, it's fine. Real quick, Faceblind?
Yes, I was formerly Sir Gulthar the Brave.
Oh.
But I, it's a tough story.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Is this one of those things where it's an ironic nickname where it's like, oh my gosh, this guy is so good at seeing faces. Let's call him Sir Gulthar the Faceblind.
Like, call him the big guy tiny?
No, it's, oh boy. I was riding a horse a couple years ago, and I just lost my footing, and I fell off the horse, and I hit my head.
Oh, no.
I've had some cognitive trouble ever since.
Oh, you hate to hear that.
Yeah. There's a part of your brain that recognizes faces.
Sure.
Of course.
It's broken. I don't recognize people's faces anymore.
Not at all.
I've never heard of anyone losing their footing on a horse. How were you writing it?
Well, I was prototyping a new style. It was 1 foot on.
Uh-huh. 1 foot on what?
1 foot on the stirrup.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The other foot, guess what that was doing?
On the back of the horse?
In the same stirrup.
Oh.
So double footing one stirrup.
Uh-huh.
As like a, trying to gather the attention and admiration of a young maiden and... went around a rampart, hit my head,
uh-huh.
Knocked completely out.
Oh.
Oh.
Woke up.
Yeah.
and I cannot see a face. I just see these fleshy mounds on sticks, and they're talking at me, and I don't know any of them. And I couldn't recognize my own father that day.
I've got a follow-up question.
Yes.
Can you not see bodies?
Yeah, mounds on sticks.
Because you're just seeing sticks.
What? I'm not great with bodies. I'm not great, but I can recognize what a body is.
Okay.
But honestly, you've got to move the arms first. If you don't move the arms, it all kind of blends together for me.
Sure.
I also take a little bit of offense at the term mounds on stick because I have nuts.
Oh, some don't.
Yeah, some don't.
Yeah, some
I
do.
So I just prefer not to be called a fleshy mound. But I apologize for your situation. That sounds terrible.
It has not been easy. Ah! Who goes there?
No, it's me. It's Arnie. I'm the one with the sword.
Circle. Yes. You just spin in a
circle. Yeah.
I apologize again.
It's
not been easy.
Yeah.
It is all right, sir. We honor you and your service. What flag, what kingdom do you serve as a knight?
I've sworn fealty to King Hagabred.
King Hagabred?
King Hagabred, yes.
Uh-huh.
That is my king.
Everyone in this area has kind of hard to say names.
Yes.
Yeah. What was your name again?
Gluthar the Faceblind.
Gluthar the Faceblind. Okay.
Hagabred.
Yeah. Okay. And what is your name?
Arnie Niekamp. I'm from another world. Yeah. I've got a sword in me.
And I'm Chunt.
I'm pretty interesting. Shapeshifter.
Yeah. So if I shift shape, just know that it's still me. I'll try and talk you through it.
All right.
And I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fianyalak, known to the dwarves as Zonenhook Stengis.
And all these names are for one person.
Known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar, and there may be other secret names. Names so powerful that if uttered aloud could cure face blindness.
What's that?
Yeah. Oh, wait. What was that?
No, it's a secret name.
Oh, come on. Your secret names are barely a secret. If one of your secret
How
names...
How dare you?
If one of these secret names can cure Lothar here...
Gluthar.
Do you mind if I call you FB? For Faceblind?
Yes.
FB.
Yes, no, I like it. Yes. FB, the Faceblind.
FB, you said that you were going to kill us. Thank you for not.
Yeah.
You said it was for what reason?
Many years prior, a foul knight besmirched the honor of my Lady Lizabelle.
Oh.
Was at a tournament, and she requested that he be her champion.
Uh-huh.
And he said yes.
Okay.
And then he...
Well, she did... requested.
Yeah.
Yes, but the rules of knighthood, there has to be a pattern of asking and then... So you ask me if I'll be your champion.
Oh, FB, will you be my champion?
Oh, me? I'm not worthy of such an honor.
Gluthar, please, be my champion. I beg thee.
I couldn't, fair maiden. Thou deserve a better champion than I.
Well, I shall ask for a third and final time. Will you please be my champion? I'm so desperate for a champion.
Yes, and it would be most honored. And see, that's how it goes.
Oh.
That's how you do it. It's three times.
Yeah.
And you're from the Midwest?
Hmm?
You're from the Midwest?
The Midwestern part of
Because you're painfully apologetic.
Yes, if you go four grids up and one to the left, that's me.
Oh, okay. I see. Yes. On my world, I know you're a knight, but no means no.
No. The knight moves, we call them. The rules of conduct for a knight. They're very... elaborate and prescriptive. The gallantry, the courtesy, it's all very elaborate. It's this miasma of manners. It's just how it's done.
I see.
A lady asking three times for someone to be your champion is the correct amount of times for her to ask.
Huh.
It's obvious. It's how it's done, and to do it otherwise is a grave dishonor.
I see.
Which must be avenged.
Can I ask Lady Maribel, when he said yes, did she seem into it?
She killed herself on the spot.
Wait, pardon me. Wasn't it Lady Larabelle?
Yes.
Oh.
So who is Lady Maribel?
I don't know. One of you.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Well, I think Arnie said it.
I did say it.
Do you have name deafness?
I do, kind of. I just can't remember names. That's why I'm always like, the talking badger, the wizard who talks too much.
Hey, what?
The knight whose name is confusing, a talking flower.
FB, you mentioned at some point, I mean, I know you mentioned lances, and I know someone who might lance a lot, might earn that moniker, Lance a Lot.
Yes.
You earned the moniker The Brave. What did you do to earn that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was this one guy, right?
Uh-huh. Okay. Ooh, I like how this starts.
Yeah.
This one guy.
He's shaking with anger.
And he was very rude about horse protocol.
How dare he?
Huh.
Making eye contact with horses which were not his own, addressing squires by their first name.
Oh.
Making eye contact with pages, again, also bad.
Yeah.
And anyway, so we were all talking, and I was like, I'm going to go talk to that guy. Yeah. And they're like, do not talk to that guy. That is a most feared knight. And I was like, I got to do it. So I walked up to him, and I said...
What'd you say?
Firmly.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
And then
mm-hmm.
I slapped him.
Ooh.
Ooh.
With a glove.
Shit.
Ooh, not even a gauntlet, a glove?
No. I removed the gauntlet and slapped him with a glove.
Wow.
It was very brave.
That was the correct thing to do. Very brave.
Yes. You seem most familiar with the rules of chivalry and...
Oh, yes. Over my 300 years upon Foon, I have served with many knights and sworn my fealty to many kingdoms. I here spread mine love and knowledge all over Foon to hope that someday we shall all band together to defeat that Dark Lord.
The Dark Lord is no friend of mine.
Oh, good. That is good. I'm just going to take a very quick sidebar to ask Chunt. Did you hear Usador say that he spreads his love and knowledge all over Foon?
Do you see that my tongue is bleeding? Do you see how hard I bit my tongue?
Yeah.
Usador, I will say, since you know this world so well, can you tell us some
Johnny
more?
Asshole seat over here.
Can you tell us some more horse protocol?
Oh,
yes. I just want to hear maybe one more horse protocol. Obviously, you don't look it in the eyes if it's not your horse.
That's correct. But first, as is appropriate, good Sir Knight, wouldst thou allow me to tell the rules of horse protocol to these unsworn, fealty-less knaves?
He's going
to
say no twice and then yes the third time. This is exhausting.
Perhaps I should take this burden.
Oh, please, Sir Knight, allow me to tell them the rules of horse protocol.
Oh.
Do you insist?
I do beg of thee, good Sir Knight. Please allow me to tell them the rules of horse protocol.
Midwestern.
I bow deeply, yes.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, you see, the thing about horses is they're very temperamental if you don't treat them well. So it's very important that you feed them a carrot, but not on the right side of their mouth, only on the left side of their mouth. And if you give them an apple, you must only give it to them every other day, unless it's a day of the week that has a 7 in it. And on that day, you must cut the apple up into slices.
Huh. An apple every other day.
It's true.
Keeps your horse happy.
I feel like the last couple weeks we've been saying so many things that require me to pay attention.
Oh, Arnie. I suffer the same thing ever since
Sorry, you're looking at me. Arnie's over there.
That's me. Yeah.
Sorry. I must confess, I suffer the same problem. Ever since my accident, I've been suffering from what we call nighttime emissions, where I can't remember chunks of time.
Oh. Nighttime omissions.
Yes.
I see.
Chunks of nighttime, my life, I don't remember.
Yeah. So, like, you wake up in the morning and you don't remember how your sheets got so wet.
I don't know where I am, and I'm hot, and I'm bothered, and I'm sweaty. And anything could have happened.
Sure.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
Is there ever anyone else around who could tell you what happened during that lost time?
Perhaps.
But you'd have to ask them, like...
And also, is it a person? Is it a lamp? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, guys...
Sure.
How much time do you spend talking to lamps or inanimate objects?
To be honest, I thought I encountered 3 strangers here yesterday. And turned out it was 1 tumbleweed and a rabbit.
Mm-hmm. So there weren't even three.
One tumbleweed and 1 rabbit.
No,
you got a bad, my man.
Fuck.
I turned around and I was like, you're one entity. And I looked... You're one entity, and I looked back, and I was like, you're a brand new entity, and so I thought 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent the morning talking about chivalry and waiting for them to address me, and, you know, come to find out, nothing.
Buddy, that's a night terror.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
It's also possible that you saw the tumbleweed, then you saw the rabbit, and as the weed continued to tumble onwards behind the rabbit, that could be the third one.
Huh, was that it?
Wizard, you are so wise.
Thank you.
Wizard, I must ask you. Earlier, your friend referred to you as Johnny Asshole Seed. What?
Finally, somebody notices.
What sort of magic is this?
Well, it's an insult. Which I tend to ignore the insults that my compatriots lob in my direction, for there is no reason to lower myself to their state.
Well said. I apologize for partaking in this mockery of you.
No, it is fine, for there is some truth to what they speak, that I do go from town to town, letting people know about the great dangers that the Dark Lord holds in his hands, that he could any time use those terrible weapons of hatred and fear to destroy us all. And the only way to defeat hatred and fear is with love. So I remind them of all the good and happy and positive things in the world. And then these two assholes make it sound like something lascivious that I'm going around being all nasty.
You're a nasty boy.
I'm a little bit of a nasty boy.
Yeah, a little nasty
asshole.
You're
a little bit of a nasty boy.
I'm not going to lie.
FB, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you. You are a knight. And yes. What comes along with that is obviously a great suit of armor. Can you describe for our listeners what you look like, just because it's such a unique piece?
Well, thank you very much. This is a coat of arms passed down to me by my father. We were an iron family. They're married into a tin family, so it's an amalgamation of iron and tin. I'm, of course, on top of my nightmare. My father had a night stallion, but I inherited a nightmare.
Yeah.
Let's see, I'm wearing several tokens of affection from several maidens.
Oh.
I have corsages, one cummerbund, and several locks of hair. Oh.
Now,
and is that shirt underneath your armor, would you call that a night shift?
I would! Yes! Oh. Wizard, you are so familiar with the
rules. No, that was on.
Sorry, sorry. All right. If anything, the voice was different, yes.
Shirt. Yeah.
Now, you said you several tokens from several ladies, do tell.
It is a it's happy news, but also tragic in that several maidens have beseeched me to take on a quest to retrieve a lost sword, to kill a dragon, to sire a goat.
Oh, all things with faces.
What's that last one? Sire a goat?
Yes, to sire a goat, to give birth to a goat.
To kill a dragon, to sire a goat.
Yes.
And to find a sword.
That's, I gotta say, is that a common thing for a maiden to
ask
for
this
knight?
For this kingdom?
Uh-huh.
For this kingdom?
Yeah.
Yes, it's pretty common. Okay?
And I gotta ask, did you do it?
Well, that's the thing. I did do it.
Wow.
I've accomplished my quest.
Well done.
I go to return to the maiden to inform her of this good news, and I'm talking to a tumbleweed for half an hour, you know?
No.
I can never take these off.
I gotta say, sir, I am from another world. I don't understand things, and I'm certainly not familiar with the rules of chivalry. I do worry, how much is it just, like, possibly people fucking with you? You know, before with the tumbleweed and the rabbit, it could also have just been three people that didn't want to talk to you, and so they left, and you just then saw the tumbleweed and the rabbit.
Yeah, if I may, let's, here, Usador and Arnie, let's switch around here.
Yep, okay.
That up. Now, watch this and see if you can tell the difference, FB.
Oh, I am a fair maiden, and I require you to kiss a dog.
I am a mighty tumbleweed.
I shall grant you these boon favors.
No.
I will sire a goat as you requested.
Wait, also. I think we might have fallen on another thing. Are you request blind?
Well, what just happened the past 5 seconds? Who are you? All right.
I'm the sword guy.
Sword guy. Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right.
I keep going back to that because I know weapons you seem to really lock into.
Very good with weapons.
Okay. Wizard, staff.
Wizard. Yes.
And I'm a shapeshifter. Badger, currently.
All right.
Here, should we mix up and try that again?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello, I'm a fair maiden.
Ah, fair maiden.
Meh, I'm a goat. Fuck me.
Fair maiden, I can read between the lines and know what you want me to do. Now, please be careful. There are three strangers about.
Three?
One wizard, one a stabbed man, and the third, some sort of mouthless creature.
Please forgive this deception.
But I was Usador the entire time.
And I played no character in that scenario.
I thought you were a tree. Honestly, I thought you were a tree.
I was thinking about being a tree, but then I just couldn't commit to it.
You have a lot of tree qualities, do you? Yeah.
Boy, now that you mention it, this possibility that people are mocking me, that I am being played as a jester, had not occurred to me yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I could be wrong. What do I know? I just was worried about the possibility of it.
Oh, my young friend, you seem quite wise.
Well, young, you're clearly face blind.
I'm not sure he was talking to me.
Well, do you ever hear this sort of thing?
Hello, I'm a young maiden, and I need you to kill a dragon and sire a goat.
Yeah, do you recognize giggling?
Do they giggle right after they and make that request?
After the maiden giggles, several more people behind her giggle and go, stop it.
There has been a lot of giggling. I thought perhaps that was a new sort of coy.
No. And do you hear a lot of this? Karen, you're so bad. Stop it. That poor knight. Stuff like that.
I do hear you're so bad. After the person gives me the task, I often hear, you're so bad, or, girl, don't play that man.
Yeah. Oh, and do you ever hear like, oh, shit, I can't believe he's totally falling for this trick where we tell him to sire a goat, which how could he even do that? But he's going to do it.
Yes. Oh. Once or twice.
Once or twice.
And do you ever hear like a goat from behind them go, please me, please me, please me?
The goats do talk. Gentlemen.
Oh, FB.
What use am I? A knight that can't see, that can't recognize people, who can't trust his memory?
You're still a knight who could do good.
Just because.
Am I? What purpose do I have?
You could get a desk job.
Yeah, just because you're saddle addled doesn't mean you can't still contribute to the world in some way.
I do hate the Dark Lord so much.
You should just kill the Dark Lord.
Yeah. Well, why?
You should kill the Dark Lord or kill the Dark Lord's minions. Oh, here's the thing. Can I give you a quest?
Yes, young maiden.
I think you're supposed to say. No, or how? Am I doing this right?
No, he's broken the knight's code.
It's all right.
He's broken the knight's code.
No, it's all right.
No, no, I think I would be the one who would say no.
No, no!
It's because he sensed innately that Arnie isn't a real lady. This isn't a lady, but Arnie.
You're learning.
A low-born commoner.
Oh, social graces don't apply to low-born commoners.
Yeah.
Wizard, may it be true that some part of me does recognize that this was no maiden?
I believe that in your heart of hearts, you know that this is no lady.
Why would I lie to myself? Oh, no.
But look, I have a quest for you if you will accept it.
I'm not worthy of such a task.
But you know what? I still have a quest for you if you will accept it.
I can do no such thing. I'm helpless.
I have a quest for you if you will accept it.
I'm face blind and useless.
Ask me one more time. I'm not good with numbers. Nonetheless, it would do my heart good if you would take this quest from me.
Well, if you are so helpless that you cannot help yourself, I will deign to help you.
I'm a helpless.
Now you have to refuse. You have to refuse three times.
Sorry, I couldn't. I couldn't.
And he'll beg you to do it.
Please. Please. I'm turning away from you 45 degrees.
Second refusal.
You should be offering food.
Oh, yes. Second refusal. Here's a hot cross bun.
Oh, thank you.
And no. Refuse the food.
This is the hardest part. Okay, no. Thank you for the... And also, no. I couldn't possibly have either the bun or the help.
It is no problem.
Third refusal, would you like some ham with that bun?
Bun and ham? Say no to the bun, yes to the ham. It's not that hard.
Drop the buns, put the ham in my mouth.
Here we go.
This is my third and final refusal.
I accept your ham bun and your task.
Okay.
Here, the bun goes to the knight.
Okay. Yes. Okay. All right.
And now you say yes. Say thank you.
Thank you.
And now tell him the task.
The task is, I need you in the quest to defeat the Dark Lord to kill Drip Fang.
Now curtsy.
And now Arnie, go to break.
Okay. No, I couldn't possibly go to break.
No, Arnie, go to break.
No, I'm so sorry. I understand how important it is to you, but I am not worthy.
Great. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more FB.
You fucking lowborn idiot.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And we're back. And
no, we couldn't possibly be back.
No, we're back.
Oh.
Arnie Usador, I feel bad, but for the last 15 minutes, FB has been talking to that desert pig.
I could not possibly accept your hand in marriage, dear.
Should we intervene and stop him from marrying this desert pig?
He seems so happy.
He seems so happy.
I'm not sure he's going to find anybody else.
Yeah.
Please, desert pig, pin this bread to my armor.
Pin this bread to my armor?
Oh.
Oh, the pig ate the bread.
Oh, maiden. Must quiet. Please.
Sir Gluthar, that pig just ran away. That pig that you obviously knew was a pig the whole time.
Yes, I did. The pig. Yes. The literal pig, not the figurative pig, the literal pig.
Literal pig,
okay,
yes.
Okay, yes. Yes.
Now, before the break, Arnold had just tasked thee with a great quest. Dost thou feel thou art up to the task?
To kill Dripfang.
Yeah, he's just a necromancer that I want dead. Now, I mean, I tried to be his friend, tried to see if he could have some redemption, but I think at this point I would like him to be dead.
I understand.
This could be particularly tricky for you, though.
Oh, yeah.
Dripfang is made up of many, many snakes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's many, many faces.
A lot of faces.
I think I have a plan. FB, if you don't mind.
Yes.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you a few descriptors of a person's face, and then by the end of it, you should have an idea of what they look like. So... no glasses,
mm-hmm.
with a mustache,
mm-hmm.
bald,
mm-hmm.
wearing a tie,
mm-hmm.
one pierced ear,
mm-hmm.
Guess who?
Mm-hmm. As a child, I was given a magnet toy. There were fillings, and I would scrape iron across, and the fillings would sort of be manipulated to represent a visage of a wizard or a cobbler or some other tradesman. I'm seeing one of those things, you know.
Okay. Like, yeah.
Like, help. This might help. How tall is this necromancer?
You know what? Oh, this is complicated because...
I'm very good with heights.
I want to say 70 snakes high.
Yeah, he lost some snakes at some point, so he actually sometimes is
good
a little
bit
shorter.
Good for him, losing some snakes. That's hard to do.
It's hard.
That is hard to do.
His height can vary, yes.
Yeah.
I thought your description was Bruce Willis.
That's what I was going for. Arnie, you keep describing Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
You said he died hard.
Yeah. Then he died harder.
What?
And then things went really downhill.
What happened?
Let's see here. He died hard with a vengeance.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
So he came back?
But then he lived free.
Oh, that's good.
But he died hard.
Oh, no.
Or he died hard. He lived free or died hard, sorry. And then...
Which was it?
And then he did a really, like, god-awful movie. I don't remember what it was called.
Can you describe the movie?
I think Timothy Oliphant is in it. That's about all I know. I gotta say, look, here's the thing. I stuck around much longer than I should have.
But, sure, I mean, a bald man and an elephant, that's an unwatchable movie for sure.
Yeah, but by the last one, I was just like, no, thank you.
Well, you were justified in turning that off. So, FB, you're doing us a great service by killing Dripfang. Is there something we can do for you? Is there a task that you can... can we take some of those medallions off your chest to finish some of your quests?
Well, earlier, the wizard here...
That's Chunt.
Sorry, you're talking to me.
Apologize. Earlier, the wizard here... Got it? Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
The wizard here mentioned that mayhaps there is a spell that can cure face blindness.
Oh, yeah,
one of the secret names.
And I dare not ask for such a great boon, but if there would be any way possible for you to explore this or just consider it, it would fill my heart with joy.
I'm afraid it is quite impossible.
Yes, it are.
Huh, kind of sucks that you set that up top.
No, it's part of the courtesy.
Of course.
Because I was going to say, usually, like, when someone has a problem, you're just like, just ready to...
Whiz
just,
bang, bing bong, yeah, I'll make it happen. Like,
very well, wizard, I must let you know I would do anything. I would stab anyone.
Oh, yes.
But this favor could be granted.
But I ask you not to darken my doorstep with this request for dark magics to alter the world any further.
I would do anything, literally anything. I would have sex with a goat. Should that bring you happiness?
He can push it for that goat.
Doesn't really seem like a big ask. No. I could not, under any circumstances, use this secret name of mine to return thine sight to its full power.
And should the ham bun not be there, that might mean something.
He has left the ham upon the table.
Okay.
And the bun. Now he turns around. Do you see what he's doing? Turning around, waiting for me to take the ham and the bun.
Yeah. He puts his ham up on your hip. When you dip, he dips. We dip. Do you dip the ham?
Yeah. I dip.
Dip the ham.
I dip the ham.
Damn. Ham. Timeless.
I accept. Right. I shall use the power that is here innate in mine being to help you see clearly once again.
Well met, wizard. Well met. Oh, I'm so thankful.
Oh, he seems so happy. I'm so excited for him to get his sight back.
Arnie, isn't that also somewhere from where you're from? Will Met?
Wilmette. Wilmette is part of Ohio.
You said not, Bill Murray is from there?
Sure, I would know that. But I gotta be honest, and this is not easy to admit, I'm geography blind.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ohio sounds like a beautiful place.
It's okay. It's just okay. Parts of it.
Ah.
So, FB, you accepted the ham, which means...
Which means now I must reveal the full cost of using this secret name to return your sight.
Okay.
You shall be able to see faces again, but you'll never see anything else.
What?
Only faces.
Wait, wizard.
And ham will be flavorless to thee.
I mean, that seems very minimal compared to the rest of it.
Yeah. What about butts?
What about butts?
Can you see butts? Can you recognize
no,
butts?
No. Will they also be flavorless?
Yes, you'll be able to see goat faces, and butts. Butts have no part of it.
Well, wizard, I understand your terms, but I must say, a world of only faces holds no light for me.
Can I ask?
Yes.
What are some of the things that you love to see, that you love to look upon?
I love to watch Night Court.
What's this?
Arnie, the knights have a...
They have their own court system.
Court system.
Oh.
Yes. Sir Bull.
He's the best.
Sounds hilarious.
Sir Larricat.
Uh-huh.
He's the magic knight?
Mm-hmm.
Was that him? Yeah, okay.
No, that was Sir Anderson.
That's it. That's right.
That is always so beautiful to watch the Night Court. Of course, my nightmare. I love my nightmare.
Yes.
to have it all disappear. My friends, I must humbly refuse.
Okay, offer it to him a few more times?
No.
I'm afraid I must do it.
No, I must refuse. I would like to see things other than faces.
So you're sure you don't want me to do it?
Absolutely. No hams on the table.
Very well, then. I retract my offer.
But, gentlemen,
why didn't you give me a pretzel?
I ate everything in my snack bindle.
Yeah. What were you going to ask, FB?
Why he didn't give a pretzel.
Yeah, sorry.
Pretty shitty. I still don't know.
Kind of shitty.
I'm from another world.
Ohio. Ah, beautiful land, I'm sure.
It's okay.
I believe that we're friends today. I believe that I've gained 3 fellow knights.
Huh.
Around my table.
Well, we're not. I mean, you could knight us if you want.
Well, I couldn't knight you. The king would have to knight you.
Oh. Still, that you consider us comrades, equal in stature to thee, is quite an honor, and I thank thee for this wonderful compliment.
Well, you're welcome.
Oh, no, thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to have some chicken salad right now. Does anyone else want to maybe?
Can I say yes?
The chicken salad.
Oh, you too.
Oh, good.
Yes. I'll take some. Yeah, thank you.
This chicken salad is not as fresh as it could be. I have been wandering the desert for
hate to hear that.
Some time.
But it's such a tiny desert. It's an 8-foot by 8-foot desert. You've been wandering it for some time?
For some time.
Oh, fuck. I don't want to eat this chicken salad.
You've been walking in circles?
Now, you two have to say, no. Clearly the mayonnaise hasn't gone bad. Even though it clearly has.
I'm not going to say that.
No. The mayonnaise clearly hasn't gone bad.
For mayonnaise is always good.
Oh, he took out his sword. FB, I understand you can't see faces. You're face blind. You should be able to tell that the desert ends here and the rest of the field starts there. What's going on?
What is grass but the face of the ground?
Well, I mean, come on.
Think about it.
Wait a second.
Fuck you.
Hold on.
What is ground grass?
Grass is ground face?
No.
I'm sorry. I'm going to die on this fucking hill.
But the face
of
the ground.
Nope. Grass is not.
Don't die on this hill. What is the hill but the butt of the ground?
No.
Yes.
Come
what
on.
Is the Arnie, hill but the butt of the ground?
What is it with you and butts right now?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but everything is not faces, okay? Because if that were the case, then you would want to say Usador's secret name because you could only see faces. And if everything is faces, that would work out. I mean, the knees are not the face of the leg.
I also have a bad sense of direction. I have for quite some time.
I have a new theory.
Okay.
I think maybe you're just blind.
Oh, God. Well, it's very dark. It's impossible to tell.
Lift up your visor. Oh, yep, no eyes there.
Oh, no, you have no eyes.
I have to have eyes. I don't have eyes.
You have to have eyes.
Oh, wait, I know. I think I figured it out. You got eyes in your butt.
What?
Okay, let's lift up the back visor. Yep, two eyes right in his butt.
Please.
I was right.
You were right.
I just thought it was my own weird new kink.
Here, let me pop these out. I'm going to pour a little water. Clean them off.
Thank you.
And I'll pop them right back in here. Here we go.
Okay,
here we go. You ready for this?
Normal thing we've done on this podcast.
There we go.
If that were me, I would have washed them a little more thoroughly.
See anything? Anything coming in?
I do.
You definitely have conjunctivitis.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you're gonna pink eye.
Is that?
Seeing some shapes now? Anything?
Seeing shapes, just fleshy patches on sticks.
Oh.
Okay.
But it's better than it was before.
Oh, good. That's
100%. 100%
good.
Better.
Wow.
Oh, good.
Yes. Oh, what a day.
Yeah.
To think, my eyes were in my butt. I had no idea until Johnny Essel seed found them.
Exactly. That's why we should call him that.
Can I ask, did you maybe you set your eyes down and then accidentally sit on them?
That sounds like something I would do.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
You goof.
I'm so absent-minded.
Classic new thought.
Have I told you about my nighttime emissions?
You did. Yes.
Yes.
Look, are you going to kill Drip Fang?
I will stab whoever you tell me to stab. 70 snakes tall is the last thing I remember.
Yeah, that's great. Right. Your memory's improving.
But it fluctuates.
God, I really want him to kill Drip Fang, but is it a bad idea for us to send him out just to kill somebody when we don't know who he's going to stab?
Yeah, I mean...
Sometimes I'll chop. Like, I'll chop first, and then I'll stab. Mm-hmm. Like, depending on the angle of approach.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I don't slice.
You can't always stab.
You can't always stab. Sometimes you have to chop, but I never slice.
Why no slicing?
It's effeminate. It's an effeminate move. Yes. Hmm. It's fit for maidens and ladies, yes.
You know what?
That's sort of an old-fashioned way of thinking,
That's how I was raised. I'm old school.
Well, but FB, just think of the range of killing experiences that you're closing yourself off to just because you're worried that it's too feminine.
This is true.
Maybe you this love slicing.
You should try it. Try a slice.
Try it.
Yes. Yes, I'll try it, gents.
Good.
I shall try it.
Good. And then I guess last thing to confront you about, or just to chat about, is I do see you have a badge on your armor that says 78 goats fucked and counting.
Mm-hmm. Diamond status.
What was it?
Diamond status. As you go up, there's certain levels of privileges.
Oh, my God.
I'm diamond status.
Is that all 1 year?
Oh, it does not roll over. Yes, it's all 1 year. Yes, one calendar year.
Huh. Cluthar, I have to ask, who is giving you this diamond status?
And what are the perks?
Yes, what?
Oh, so many. It's kind of easy access into the goat pen.
Okay.
Easy access or first access?
Both. You know, there's a ramp that not all people get to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then I get a ramp and I get more room to kind of spread out.
That's a problem from everything I've heard. And again, this is just secondhand. I've heard that they've just made the process of fucking a goat more and more uncomfortable so that you, mm-hmm. You need to get status.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
It's a little bit smaller every time. They used to bring you snacks. They don't bring you snacks.
Maybe we should go back to talking about what's effeminate and not.
So this Ohio. What religion are you there?
Ooh, there we go. Now there's a question.
Yes, let's go. Let's get into this.
Now that's what I call questions.
It's okay.
Gentlemen, I promise you, this Drip Fang, I will slice and I will chop.
Can you walk through your process? Like, how are you going to find Drip Fang? We just want to make sure we don't accidentally send you off to just randomly kill the wrong people.
Okay.
Yeah, how do we know you're not going to take 10 paces, turn around, and kill us?
Oh, shit. Shit.
Okay. My move, now that I'm face blind, I'll say, hey, what's up, Drip Fang?
And what if someone says, what?
Then I take my sword out, but I do not stab them.
Oh, okay.
But it's out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Looming threat?
If they say yes,
mm-hmm.
that means they are Drip Fang, and I should stab them.
What if they say, what's that now?
Well, then I have to repeat it louder.
What if they say, Drip Fang, but it's hard to tell whether there's a question mark at the end?
I would stab.
Oh.
I would stab.
What if they don't admit to being Drip Fang for 2 turns, and then on the third time you say it, they do admit to being Drip Fang?
Very courteous.
It is very courteous. Have I been presented with a snack?
I assume. One can only assume.
Then I would not stab, because I believe that this necromancer would not abide by the rules of chivalry.
Ooh. Interesting take.
Hmm. You know what I mean? You have to put yourself in the perspective of the person you want to kill but cannot recognize.
Interesting. Right?
So what do I know about this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Made of snakes?
Made of snakes. 70 snakes tall. Sometimes it fluctuates.
Mm-hmm.
If I hear someone talking, oh, I feel so much better since I lost those snakes. My ears perk up.
Yeah. So maybe you might accidentally kill a zookeeper.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes. But the odds, I mean, there's a real possibility that this necromancer I could kill.
So who's granting you diamond status?
Oh, so there is a consortium of different goat herders. Just people in the community. Hmm. So it's a lot of different people interested in this. It's not a badge that I make and give myself.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, nobody until that last part. That.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay, but it's not. That's not what this is. This isn't something that I'm.
It's just funny that it says 78 goats fucked and counting.
Yes.
The end counting part makes me a little suspicious. Seems braggadocious.
Well, it's a journey.
Also, the goat on that badge has no face.
Ooh.
It does not Busted. Have a face.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay, well, I was told it did when I bought it from the person that made it. They were like, this is a very accurate goat. Congratulations again. And counting. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. Oh, Drip Fang, boys.
Here's the thing. I want him to kill Drip Fang, but I just don't see... I just have a hard time believing he's ever going to do it. And then I'm starting to worry. What if he accidentally kills Griplang? Remember we met that guy Griplang?
Oh yeah,
he's great. I don't know why we never got him on the podcast.
Yeah, so like interesting.
A lot.
Who also made of snakes?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he is made of snakes. Wow. So if you meet a Dripfang made of snakes, kill him.
Kill him.
If you meet a Griplang made of snakes, don't kill him.
Don't kill him.
Yeah. Got it?
Light chop.
No, don't. No chops.
But
no slice.
Hear me out. As someone who is face blind, it's super helpful that you have a sword sticking through you right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, just in terms of understanding who you are,
sure.
Where you're coming from,
yeah.
Telling you, away from you, that sort of thing.
You just pointed to nobody.
What?
No, I'm over here. Big hat.
Ah, yes. So I'm thinking, if you have a friend that's made of snakes, and he has a sword sticking through them, the next person I see made of snakes that does not have a sword through them.
I see. Oh. So are you suggesting that your best kind of like coping mechanism is to stick a sword into every person that you shouldn't kill?
Not fatally. Non-fatal stabbing. Mm,
clever.
Okay. Huh.
Well, The system works.
Well, FB, a pleasure to meet you. I am concerned a little bit that the minute we leave, you're going to continue to wander this little desert.
But I will wander with a purpose,
yeah,
my fellows. A purpose to slay Drip Fang and non-fatally stab all others.
Yeah, I mean, the odds that Drip Fang's going to walk into this 8-foot by 8-foot desert is very slim.
Very slim.
But I do already see several goats eyeing this patch of sand.
Some of them are cute, too.
All of them are cute is what I think. All right, well, whoa, see you guys. This
wait,
has been
what?
Really great.
All of them are cute.
Aha! Drip Fang, fear me!
How do you know they're cute?
They're goats!
What a real shame. The quest for the artifacts that will help the Dark Lord cheat death and led to a secret cave revealed that the artifact was gone and replaced with a slip of paper with someone's initials on it. I mean, there's on the nose and there's, hi, I'm gonna break your nose while I plagiarize your ideas. Luckily, the owner of the ideas is busy writing fanfiction about McGonagall pooping on the floor. Usador the, was played by Matt Young. Chunt the, was played by Adol Refai. Sir Gulthar the Knight was played by special guest Bill Cochran. So many members of Cook County Social Club have gone on to wild success and acclaim. So many. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Finally, apologies for the background noise occasionally heard during this week's episode of an unmistakable Kevin Soretta pounding on the studio door, shouting, "Hey anybody, I'm free to record this week. I have a bunch of joke ideas to filter through my character. I've been watching Mike and Molly and have a better understanding of how timing works." Yes, it did go on for a long time. But we've learned the hard way when you respond to him, it just gets worse. Rest assured, next time we'll have animal control on hand to deal with him.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist.
Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on Station 9.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.